Information Minister Michael Makuei told reporters on Friday, although it is important to celebrate the country's 11th anniversary, the government does not have enough resources to organize a public celebration. He says the Council of Ministers agreed to have a limited celebration.
The cabinet found that, yes, there is need for us to celebrate, but celebration will be of a different type other than being the normal celebration, because at present there are so many issues at hand that we need to address. And making that public and that big celebration means a lot of expense. And at present we have no funds.
Makuei says the cabinet agreed to use available funds to graduate the unified forces.
Even if we have the little funds that we have, we will have to make use of them for the graduation of the forces that have been in the training centers for that long. So this cabinet decided that the celebration this year will only be limited to the president. He will address the nation on the evening 8th of July, and that all the states and the administrative areas are authorized to celebrate at their local levels.
Some South Sudanese, like Akol Mayen, says it is a disappointment that the country repeatedly fails to celebrate its independent anniversary. Mayen says SPLA Revolution Day on May 16, Referendum Day on January 9, and Independent Day on July 9 should be celebrated every year.
Without these 3 days, we will not be calling ourselves, as people from the Republic of South Sudan. These are the days which led to the creation of the Republic of South Sudan.
MP Paulino Lukudu in the Central Equatorial State Legislative Assembly says the Independent Day celebration is the only way for South Sudanese to reflect the challenges the people have encountered in their struggle for independence.
The independence is very, very important initiative, a national initiative that reflects the history of the people of South Sudan through the years of the struggle, starting since then from the colonization of by before even the Anglo-Egyptians, the regimes of Arabs, then to our independence. And the government has to think twice of how important the celebration will be to the people.
South Sudan gained independence on July 9, 2011, but the country's independence has been marked only a few times since its birth. The last formal celebrations were held in 2014. Last year, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the government instructed the public to celebrate the country's 10th Independent Day in their homes. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.